Chapter 15. Closing remarks from Greg. Don't waste the pretty.
I was talking to a girl I had just met in Austin, Texas one night, who was having a very common he's just not that into you problem. She had met a guy at work who right away came on hot and heavy. They had sex on the first date, and then he disappeared. Figuratively, that is. He didn't go anywhere, and they still saw each other, but the guy she met was gone. He was replaced by a guy who wouldn't make eye contact, was grumpy and tired all the time, didn't really want to have sex with her unless he was drunk, and never made formal plans to see her. Oh, and he told her that she was the greatest girl he'd ever met, that he'd never felt this way before, and you guessed it, that he was scared. I wanted to meet him so that I could put him in a glass case and tour him around the world with a sign that reads, "This is the guy we've been warning you about. Step away from the glass." I was very excited to reveal the newly minted he's just not that into you concept. She is going to be blown away like the girls at Sex and the City were, and on her way to a new and happier reality, was my thought. However, as I started sharing my wisdom, I could sense some tension. "How do you know I'll find somebody else?" she asked. "I don't. I just don't see the point of being in a relationship that appears to be damaging and beneath you. You're really cool and obviously very cute, and you don't know me," she practically shouted, cutting me off mid-sentence. "How do you know I can do better? You've only just met me, and why do you care anyway?" Wow, she had me dead to rights. I was stunned for a moment. But then, I remembered why I'm doing this. And I said to her what I would say to you now. I don't need to know you to know that at the very least you ought to think that way about yourself. And why do I care? Or, better yet, who am I to be giving advice to others? I am a formerly single guy who gave the same lame excuses, so I know what these guys are really doing.